Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Nick Zarley. I'm the college pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. I want to remind you of a few things that we covered from this past Sunday. We began our new series called Dumb Tax, Breaking the Judges Cycle, obviously going through the book of Judges. And so as a reminder from this past Sunday, the big idea is that God is faithful because of who he is rather than who we are. And so his faithfulness is not based on or doesn't come from our good deeds, our faithfulness to him, our obedience. It doesn't follow that, but it's because of who he is by his nature that God is faithful. And so there were four words that we pulled out from just kind of set these things up. We looked at the problem, and then we looked at the cycle, the pursuit, and the deliverance. You see, they have a problem. They're looking for someone to lead them. But more importantly, their problem is they kind of want to do things their own way. And so they get caught in this sin cycle where they follow other gods. The other groups of people in their area are a snare or a thorn to them. And so they follow those other gods and it goes horribly wrong for them. And so they come to God crying and repenting and asking for his deliverance. And that is the cycle throughout Judges. And as you go from the beginning of Judges to the end, you see that cycle getting worse and worse and worse throughout. That as they become more and more disobedient, their disobedience gets rough. And by the end of Judges, they're really quite a mess. And so the cycle they find themselves on is based on the problem. And that's what they kind of want to do things their own way. God called them to clear out the entire area. And they kind of made some deals. From J.D. Greer's message on the same topic, it wasn't that they couldn't. It's that they wouldn't. It's not a can't, it's a won't. And so just kind of challenging each of us, are there areas in our own lives where we believe it's a can't, like I can't overcome this particular area or I can't do it. And God doesn't look at it as a can't. He looks at it as a won't or a refusal, that there is sin in our life that we look at and say, I can't do that. I can't give that thing up. And God says, no, you choose not to. It's a won't. Or are there areas where God is calling us to go and to be and to be faithful in the things that we're doing or to take extra steps in our walk with him, and our response is that we can't? And looking at this and what we see in Judges, it's not that we can't, you and I. It's that we choose not to, that we won't. And so my encouragement to you would be to look in those areas. What areas are you hanging on to and saying, I just can't do that? But really, it's a won't. And what steps can you take if it's an accountability partner, getting plugged into a life group, talking to a friend to encourage you, getting some information for next steps? But what can you do to break your own cycles? And so we see first that there's a problem. They're falling into this cycle of sin and disobedience over and over and over again. But then the last two words, pursuit and deliverance, we see the Lord's pursuit of his people. And it's not based, his faithfulness is not based on their, on who they are or what they have done, but it's based on his nature. And so he pursues them and he delivers them. Time and again, we're going to see in the book of Judges, he sends a deliverer and they are all broken. They are not one of them is perfect. They are all flawed. But all of this should be reminding us the greatest problem that we face is our sin. And we can get caught in a cycle of sin that leads to more sin and more disobedience. But we must be reminded of God's pursuit of us and our hearts, that he loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die in our place to rescue us and to redeem us and to deliver us. And that Jesus is a perfect savior. That Jesus is all of what the judges would never be, though they delivered and though the Lord was with them. They are pointing us to a greater deliverer, and that is Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so I would encourage you this week, as far as some application points go, that you would confess the areas that have always been can'ts, and you would say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the steps necessary to pursue you in this. And where you see yourself getting in your own cycle, that you would confess the sin of disobedience, that you would do as we see in the text, and you would confess that, and you would ask for the Lord's help and grace and mercy in your life to help you walk out of those areas of disobedience. And if you would, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for examples where we can see real people falling into the same trap that we fall into today, that can get into a problem, and that problem can become a cycle. And I pray for all of us that we would break from those cycles, that we would lift our eyes up from the mess that we find ourselves in, and that we would focus on the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we'd be reminded of your pursuit and your deliverance of us, that we are your children, sealed by your Holy Spirit, and that we are equipped and empowered by your Spirit to do what you have called us to do. I pray that our can'ts, that we would see those as won'ts, and then by doing that, we would begin to lay those things down and take the steps necessary to do that. And thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your love that is lavished upon us as your children, and the Spirit that equips us and empowers us to step out of those things. Put people in our lives to encourage us in our walk. We love you and praise you, and it's in your name. Amen. I would encourage you to be in an attitude of prayer and to begin taking some of those steps that we mentioned today. Have a great day. Thank you for stopping in here at the Drivecast. Take care.